When taking leave of one another, we often say, be well. Perhaps we should be more precise and a bit more practical. Reasonably, we can't expect everyone to be healthy all the time. Good wishes should be more realistic. I hope you remain reasonably healthy during the next 18 months or so, and if you have a stroke, I hope it only paralyzes you on one side, leaving you free to take phone calls. I think people would appreciate such thoughtfulness and precision. We Americans love our prepositional phrases. Out of sight, off the charts, in the groove, on the ball, up the creek, down the tubes, in the dumper, out the yin-yang, off the wall, round the bend, below the belt, under the weather, and of course, under the table. But rather than under the table, let us begin on the table. That's a phrase you hear a lot in the news, especially from Washington. In negotiations of any kind, certain things are said to be on the table, implying, of course, that other things are off the table. And sometimes, regardless of what's on the table, a settlement is reached under the table. The table seems important. If a person is highly qualified, we say he brings a lot to the table. Unfortunately, those who bring a lot to the table often have too much on their plates. Still, they're guaranteed a seat at the table because they think outside the box, which puts them ahead of the curve. Now, if the negotiators agree on what's on the table, then they're on the same page. Personally, I don't like people on my page. If someone says to me, "We're on the same page," I say, "Do me a favor, please, turn the page. I'd rather not be on that page. In fact, I'd rather be in a completely different book." But that's beside the point. I've wandered off the track. Returning to negotiations, if the sides are getting close, we're told they're in the ballpark. This often comes from people in the know, speaking off the record. And in Washington, many in the know are also in the loop, because after all, they work inside the Beltway. Now, there are other government people outside the Beltway who nonetheless remain in the know and in the loop. They function in foreign countries, and we say they're on the ground. If they're CIA, they're under the radar and paid off the books. Much of what they learn is picked up on the street. But they don't always need to be on the street, because a lot of information comes in over the transom. Putting aside government for the moment, I wonder if you're aware that a completely different group of people has recently emerged in America. They're not on the ground, and they're not on the street. You know where they are? They're in the house. Apparently, they never went out. And there must be a lot of them, because you hear it all the time. He's in the house. And if I may broach a delicate subject here, some of these people who are in the house are also in the closet. Fortunately for them, if they somehow manage to get out of the closet, they'll still be in the house. That is, they will be until they've left the building. How often these days we hear that someone has left the building? And I'm sure you've noticed it's mostly show business people who leave buildings. The accepted belief being that Elvis was the first to master this maneuver, although you can also find Beatles fans who will argue that the Fab Four were known to have left several buildings as well, thereby accomplishing what would have been the first multi-star building departures. Unfortunately, at the time, no one realized the significance of what the Beatles were doing. Now, there are no doubt those among you who are seething, because "has left the building" is not a prepositional phrase. I grant that, but you'd have to agree that nonetheless it fits here very nicely. Because, after all, only people who are in the house can leave the building. But alas, it's impossible to leave the building if you're still in the closet. In fact, you can't even get to the front door. However, let's say everything breaks your way and somehow you manage to leave the building. Guess where you'll be? Right, back on the street. With the CIA. So you better be on your toes, because the CIA will get on your case, and they'll be in your face. Who knows, they might even go upside your head. I'm sorry, folks. This is really getting off the wall, so let's return to where this whole thing began, under the table, where those shady deals are made. And isn't it interesting that under the table is similar to under the counter, where illegal products are sold? Under the counter, as opposed, of course, to over-the-counter, which describes a drug that does not require a prescription. But when you think about it, even drugs that require a prescription are sold over the counter. I mean, the pharmacist doesn't somehow give them to you underneath the counter. You don't get them by going around behind the counter. What happens is you stand at the counter, pay the man, and he hands them to you across the counter. Or he sets them down on the counter, and you pick them up off the counter. Or if you want, you can completely eliminate the counter by having the drugs delivered to your home. Provided, of course, that at the time, you're in the house. Well, folks, it turns out that one of the phrases I used at the beginning of this piece was more appropriate than I suspected at the time. It's clear to me now that in the dumper is exactly where this piece has wound up. So that's it. I'm out the door.